I shall know. Yes, Goldsworth. I was enjoying watching you with your Lola Vanessa. We're fine. You turned off the video. Well, that's better. Morning,
good
Where's
morning.
Nice Estrig there.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's a beautiful one.
How has your sukkah been?
Chastashem. Lovely here in Sukkot. Beautiful, cool day today.
Yeah.
We'll get behati tomorrow. So enjoy today where it's going.
Yeah.
So, what's going to happen here this week? Anything exciting?
Certainly are exciting times. I guess we'll see. It seems appropriate to be prepared for anything.
I'm having a big Shimka special show Ava tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Myself and my wife.
Very nice.
Yeah. 12 bottles of whiskey. No guests.
Mazel tov, so we should not expect to see you tomorrow morning?
Hopefully I'll make shakwis. You can't do everything in life, you know.
I hear you. Right.
Doesn't always work out.
That's funny.
Where's my English friend? He's not there today. I can't remember his name. He said 10 o'clock today, did he?
Yeah, 10.
Okay. All right. He has to do so to him. Billy Arrow's there somewhere. Billy Arrow. Biscuits. What street?
Do you know what page we're on in the English version?
I don't have it. I didn't know there was an English version.
Oh, yeah.
There is?
Yep.
Nobody told me. What's it called? The cover?
Yep. Yeah.
That's what we're doing.
Right?
Yeah. Have to get it. Got the other one, didn't know. Thought it was only in Hebrew.
Do you know the title of the parak that we're in?
I'm not following you because I didn't have it.
Okay.
Didn't we start it again?
Yeah.
So we should be right at the beginning. But you'll find that in a couple of minutes. 1:10. From this guy used to name him. What's his name? No one. What's his name? What's his name? Let me go. I came to the simplest place to share with us and brought him a nice bottle of whiskey. Didn't expect people to come to this year, but he sort of invited me.
Where's the other piece of plastic that you've
heard?
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Rav.
So we started dealing with Ein Dein Ein Ches. We're learning the Pinkus of Sefer on Sukkos. And we started off by saying, I'm just trying to summarize.
But Rav, question?
We started off by saying first. Yeah.
What does Sefer are we now?
We don't know Pinkus the Sefer on Sukkos.
Okay.
We started on Friday. Everybody agreed they wanted to learn a bit of Sukkos stuff this week, so that's what we're doing. Okay. I'll just try and do that again. Fine. Okay, good. So we said that Sukkos is a Hemshech of, you have 3 weeks from Rosh Hashanah. Who's that? Just 1 second. Oh, from Anashi. Oh, wow. His Shachris Minyan is at 10 a.m. Sure. See, when you live in a coastal resort, that's what you have. You have a shopping that starts at 10, never. Okay, fine. Back to our subject. So Sukkos, we're 3 weeks from Rosh Hashanah to the end of Sukkos. The first 10 of those days is Yemei Tshuva. Then you have the 4 days. Those are Tshuva Meira. Then you have 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, which is Yomim Noki Michet, days where there's no sin. And then you have Sukkos, which is, as we said, that's Tshuva Mi'ava. The Nafkamina is that the first 10 days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down and gives us unbelievable Seyat Dishmaya. He comes close to us, he's here, and we're able to connect to him, but that's something that's external. The connection we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Tshuva Mi'ira, is because something's happening from outside. That's Goyrim the Yira, and that's what causes a person to connect. That gets taken away as Sukkos ends, as Yom Kippur ends, at Ne'ilah, Shofar gets blown, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back into the Shemaim. That Kirvus Elokim that we had during the Aseret Tshuva gets taken away. Then you have the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkos, which are unbelievable days. We're not going to that now. And then start Sukkos, where you have to find the connection inside yourself. It's not something that's Mo'ira from outside. Love is never Mo'ira from outside. Ava is always something that's Mo'ira from inside. It comes from within the person. And that's the beginning of Sukkos. We take our own steps. And we, in Sukkos, we need to Magala the Ava for Hashem from ourselves. Fine, that's what we got up to. Now he's going to give us a very interesting Hagdoma. It's a bit difficult, but we're going to try and grab this. It's useful not just here, it's useful in a lot of different sugyas. I'm going to just explain 3 concepts here, which we use the words a lot, but we never know what they mean. Try and see if we can get a bit of background, and then we'll plug that back into the relationship between the Yomim Noirim and Sukkos, and we'll see how that has to do with Sukkos. So if anybody's following on Daf Pei at the bottom of the page. Chodesh Tishrei, who are Chodesh al Bria Soilom. Chodesh Tishrei is the month that the world created him. Chodesh Zehu Chodesh al Haras Oilam. We call Shana Vashana Kodesh Baruch Hu Vayis Oilam Yichadash. Every year, a Kodesh Baruch Hu creates his world from you. Al Bria Soilom, Nebu Mishle, Hashem Chochme Yosod Aretz. In Mishle, it says Hashem with Chochme established the earth, Yosod foundation. Koinen Shamayim Bisfuna. He set up or he aimed the Shemaim with Tfuna, V'daitoi Tehoimus Nikvo, and with Das, the depths were established. So they're the three concepts. You have them. There you have Chochma, Hashem B'Chochma Yosod Aretz. You have Bina, Koinen Shemaim B'Tfuna, and V'daitoi that you have Das. So that's Chochma, Bina, V'Das. And you see the same thing. You see the world was created B'Chochma, Bina, V'Das. And you see the same thing with Asiyas HaMishkan, Ushu Koiler Eskola Koiches Shalkol HaLomois. The Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe. Nefesh HaChaim brings us down in right at the beginning of Nefesh HaChaim in Perek Daled, he brings down there that the Mishkan was a microcosm of the universe. It means everything that you see in the Mishkan, that's what you'll see in the universe. And there it says, Babetzalo, she'oses HaMishkan, Betzalo was the one that made the Mishkan, v'im elo'isa b'chochmu t'funu b'das. I fill him with Chochmah, Bina, and Das. Why? Because to create the world, to be Shaychus to a Yom HaRas HaOilam, to be Shaychus to Bria HaOilam, since the world was created with Chochmah, Bina, and Das, you need Chochmah, Bina, and Das to build the Mishkan, which is a microcosm of the Bria. Okay. Amu Chazal, the Gemara says, Al Posuk Zeh Yadeu B'Tzal Tzarif Oiseh Shinivra Be'em Shemaim V'aretz. On that Posuk that it says that Betzalel was given Chochmah, Bina, and Das in order to create the Mishkan, the Gemara says, what does it mean he was given Chochmah Bina Das? It says he was able to connect and to permutate all the letters of the Aleph Beis that the world was created with. It means he had the Chochmah of Maisa Breishis. He knew how to recreate Maisa Breishis. For that, you see, you need Chochmah Bina Das. Rashi explains there what are these three things. Many different definitions. Yeah, there's a big sugi I'm not going to be able to establish it all, but we'll try to understand what we can. So Rashi there says, Chochmah masha adam shomei dvarim acherim v'lamad. Chochmah is what you hear from other people and you learn. Knowledge. Dvuna mevin davar miliboy b'torich dvarim shelamad. Vina is where you understand things in your own self from things you've already learned. But Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Das is Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, we've spoken about Das before. I'm not going to go into it now. We'll learn what he says. By the way, the Sefer is very different to what we've been doing up to now. These are nice Torahs, and they're important Torahs, but it's not what we normally do. What we normally do is we work. we normally work on things that are going to change, are going to get into us. Yeah, this is, I'm not sure how much we'll be able to take away from here, but for a few days, Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we learn things that are relevant to Sukkos. You're sitting in the Sukkos, so you're able to maybe understand things a little bit that you wouldn't be able to understand normally. Okay. Chochma mashe adam shomayim echein v'lamed yediyas ha'uvdois v'ametzius yediyah advarim kamot shehem. Chochma is knowing things as they are. Understanding the metziut, understanding what is. Yelet sheneda da'av v'ayim yudim hu yudi. Zu uvda. A child is born to a Jewish mother and father. He's a Jew. That's a fact. Metziut. Yudi tzarech l'mot toira gam zu uvda. A Jew has to learn toira. That's a fact. Yudi Shalomid Makabal Scha, Gam Uvda. The Jew learns Torah, he gets reward. Also a fact. Yudish Medabal Loshan Horanenash, Gam Uvda. The Jew speaks Loshan Hor, he gets punished. Fact. That's Metziut. That's Chochmah. Chochmah is understanding reality. Most people don't even get that one. Most people have a hard time dealing with reality. Just what's real? Sounds simple, no? You speak Lashon Hara, you get punished. Fact. You know, most of us don't grasp that Chochmah. Chochmah means understanding reality. Fact. Yediyas hadvarim alolu zu Chochmah. Knowing what is, that's Chochmah. Bina, maybe davar liboy mitoch dvarim shelomer, al pi yediyas she'adam shomea, who maybe shreis v'hu Yehudi. Person, he has things, he has Chochmah, he takes what he has, he understands that fact that he's a Jew, V'yayis Yehudi tzarech lilmot Torah, and understand that a Jew needs to learn Torah. V'yayis mi shelo matayim makabel scha, v'mi lamedu makabel scha. He understands that someone who learns will get reward. And if he understands it, but he learns, he's getting reward. Oisadam oises a cheshbon. He makes a cheshbon. Yesh lo chochma v'yesh lo bina. He makes a cheshbon. He doesn't just take the facts. He does something with those facts. From those facts, he understands something. He understands the meaning, he understands the implications, perhaps is the best word, yeah, of the facts that he's heard. But that's not going to make him act in a way. They're not going to force his behavior yet. He's missing the das. Das is always loshen chibur. Important to remember this. These are very important definitions. You'll come across these words everywhere. You come across these words everywhere, and you don't have definitions for them. So they just they float around in the sky, and you don't know what to do with them. Das always means kesher, chibur. Nefesh Chaim says that chibur ki yadua. Das always means chibur. V'yodo Adam is chava. Adam knew chava. That's talking about chibur. They were joined. So, but the person who's got chokhmah, that means he has the uvda, he knows the metziut, and he's made a cheshbon and he understands the implications of that uvda, but he's still lacking the das, the kesher between those two things. Even when a person understands and knows and understands, he has to learn Torah. There are things that prevent and interfere with him learning Torah. Yesh lo taivas v'ritzoynos. Yes, taivas, yes, ritzoinos. Yes, lo cheshek lesachek ulit batel. He's got other desires to play, to waste time. Ein ma shemakashe ben hayedias shadam yodei leben haadam atzma. There's nothing that binds what a person knows to the person himself. We all know that. What we know in our seichel doesn't mechayev our behavior. We know that. That's our biggest struggle. Anybody can show me a bigger struggle than that? That's the biggest struggle we have. To take what we know and to allow that to impact on our behavior. There's no kesher between those two things. There's nothing that binds together what you know and yourself. You're not bound to that knowledge. It's knowledge, it's external knowledge. There's two things very far apart from each other. Chochman Bina tells you you have to learn Torah. And your desires tell you? You want to play? I don't want to learn Torah now. I want to do other things. How can that be? You know that you have to learn Torah. You know that if you learn Torah, you get reward. If you don't learn the Torah, you get noinish. You know that, right? You know you're a yid and you just to learn. So I know that. So why don't I do it? Because there's a conflicting force that says I want to play. To bind the chokhmah, the uvda, that I know reality, together with the bina, the understanding that I have that there's implications, yeah? To bind these together and to bring them to pu'ula, to bring them to maisa, that's called das. Okay? That's clear? Important stuff to know this. It's a bit deep, but we agreed that we would do this. So any complaints to yourselves? Is this clear? Anybody out there? Yeah, you've all got it. Makes sense.
Thank you.
Das ruach hakodesh klima ruach shel adam hi kedusha. Hu lo makabel yedias macherim, hu gam lo meivin dvorim mitoch dvorim shelamot, ele haruach shelo atzmo hi kedusha. Let's see what that means. What does it mean that das is ruach hakodesh? The ruach of a person, the spirit of a person, that aspect of his neshama, that's got kodesh, that's kedusha. That doesn't get any information from outside. It also doesn't understand things from other things that he's learned already. That's Bina. So what is Das? Where do you get your information from Das if it's not coming from Chochmah or Bina? Ela haruach shelo atzmo hi kedusha. From himself. Das hi yedia miloshen chibu v'kesha. As I mentioned earlier, Das means knowledge, but it means knowledge that you're bound to. It's a knowledge that binds you. Sha'anem baruch ha-kadusha sheboi makashes advarim olav. A person from his internal ruach ha-kodesh that he has within him, he binds those things to him. Kesheruach sha'anem kadusha gumatzlich ha-kashe ben yedir shiyodeh leben atzmoi. Then he's able to take what he knows and he makes that himself. It becomes a binding force to him. Okay, so he said very quickly, I would have spoken about many times. Rav Dessler explains this slightly differently, and it's important, I think, to get this stumped to understand this, and then let's assume we'll carry on with we'll see what it has to do with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah we'll see is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot is Kneged, Chochmah, Bina, and Das. Very interesting, but you have to have this Das story sorted out clearly. Chochmah, we understand. Chochmah is the hard drive of a computer that is facts, data. Bina is the processor. It takes that data, that data, and it works it uses it. But Das is what binds the person to that knowledge. Him and the knowledge become one. It's not external anymore. It's now part of him. So Rav Dessler explains this. He explains Das like this. We're not going to deal with, we're going to put Chochmah and Bin into one packet. So we'll deal with two things here. Rav Dessler calls these two forces, the first two being Chochmah and Bin, and the second one being Das, as a Mabati Chitzoin and a Mabati Pnim. The external perspective, just one second. Yeah, you. The external perspective and the internal perspective. Okay, this is very important. If you don't understand this, you know nothing. You're not even worthy to be alive, the Gemara says. Gemara says, Da be kulube, da lobe mahavya. If you have Das, if you understand it, you have everything. And if you don't have Das, you have nothing. Also la rachem alav. The Gemara says, someone who doesn't have Das, it's also to have mercy on him. Okay, I'm not going to go into why that should be. It says it's also to give him food even. Also the tetlo lechem, you can't even give him bread, someone who doesn't have das. Das is always lechem. Lechem is from Lushan lechem, to melt, to well, to bind together. Anyway, that's the Gemara in the Dorim. It says that if you don't have das, it's also to have mercy on you. So you have to understand what das is first, because we've all got das, questions, we don't know how to utilize it. And if you don't know how to use das, then you're finished. Then you really have very little sheikhs to this whole Torah world. And it's impossible to talk about. We'll see why now. And that's why it's a very hot subject. But just for the purposes of this, because you've opened up the subject, we need to understand it a little bit better. So I can't tell you what Das is, because Das is that which exists beyond words. Like you said, it's that Ruach, your own inner knowledge, which exists without any symbol system. It's what you know because you know. But let's try and just work this a little bit. You have to put your energy into this. This is not something that's life. This takes work. So, Rav Dessler says it like this. The Mabat HaChitzoyin, it defines, is that part of the Das, the knowledge, which comes from the five senses. It processes data that comes to you from the five senses. You know, you see something, you hear something, you feel something, you taste something, you smell something, you process that. The body, the mind processes that information. And then you use that to do what you need to do with it. You come to valid conclusions, invalid conclusions, but you're able to process the data that's coming to you from your five senses. Now watch carefully. Das, the Mabat HaPnim, as Rav Dessler calls it, he says you cannot do not. Now remember, when you define something by what it is, you know what the thing is. If I define what a table is, I know what a table is. If I define it by what it's not, I may understand what it's not, but to know what it is, you don't know. The definition doesn't tell you what it is. You have to know for yourself what I'm about to tell you. If you don't know this by yourself, you don't know. And malasot. You have to work this out for yourself. I'll just tell you what it isn't. And then you're forced to go and work it out for yourself what it is, because no one can tell you what it is. Because by definition, you can't talk about the Das. So Vesta defines the Das as that which processes information that comes not from the five senses. Not exactly what he's saying here. He's saying, yeah, that you take the Chochmah and you take the Bina and you mechaber yourself to that knowledge. You and that knowledge become one. What Dessler is saying is that the Das first has to process data that comes not from the five senses. It can take the Chochmah and the Bina and mechaber them to himself, but it has to come from within, from a place where there is no five senses working. Not easy to understand, eh? Not easy to understand at all. No one's understood what I just said. You can't understand it. That's the point. Try and give you an example. By the way, if you wanna hear an unbelievable share on this from somebody who spent years and years trying to work how to give a share on this, because it's not easy. You can't to give a share on this is impossible because there are no words, but he managed unbelievably well to do that. Rabbi Tatz has a share on this called Das Inner Knowledge. I believe, I don't know about the new series. In the old series, it used to be number 7 or 8 in the Emunah series. Okay. There's an old series of Shirim right at the beginning called Emunah. And number 7 or 8, I think, is the one called Das Inner Knowledge. I can't imagine who, I don't know where anybody's Sheikh to Yiddishkeit, if you haven't heard that Shia. I can't believe anybody has any Sheikhs to being Jewish without having heard that Shia. It's not Sheikh. So, and I've mentioned many, many times that it's a very essential shiur to listen to. I'm just giving you a little bit of a drip of that shiur. I can't give that shiur. I don't know how to give that shiur. And shiur took Rav Tatz years and years to put together. How to even begin to articulate something that's not articulable. But anyway, that's just to give you some idea. Just to give you a bit of an example, so you can get a bit of a feel of this. He speaks about this at length. I can't speak about it at length because I don't know how. You all know you exist, right? If you don't, then please call me afterwards because then you're in serious trouble. Everybody here knows that he exists, right? So I'm not asking you to prove to me that you exist. That's silly. But I'm asking you to prove to me, which you can't, by the way, but I'm asking you to do it anyway, prove to me that you know you exist. Anybody ever studied philosophy at university or whatever? No, they're one of the first questions that you have to write a paper on. Prove that you know you exist. You can't. How do you know you exist? You can't answer that. Free will, for example, Bechira. How do you know you have Bechira? Prove to me that you have Bechira. You couldn't in a million years prove to me that you have Bechira. You know you have Bechira? Everybody out there knows they have Bechira? You don't know you have Bechira? No? You never had an ordeal? Never had an ordeal in your life and you were forced to choose between morally right and morally repugnant? And you knew that you had an ordeal and you chose? Never happened to you? That's just because you're not thinking, Rabbi Fraim. You've had many ordeals like that.
Well, I thought I knew, but then you said we have no idea.
No, I said you can't prove it. You can't prove you have Bechira, but you know that you have Bechira.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
I didn't say you don't know what Bechira is. You've had an internal experience with Bechira that you knew it was Bechira, but you couldn't prove to me that you have Bechira.
Yeah.
Hold your pencil, right? All the way around. Good job.
Okay,
now start.
So that's, you have to go inside and see it for yourself. You'll see that you have Das, and you'll see that it's Das that knows that that you have Bechira. Das is what knows that you exist, but you can never prove those things externally. Okay, so just give you a bit of an idea what Das is. Das is that inner thing that you know inside yourself, and you know it because you know it. It has no pre-cause. It has no causation. It has no symbology. It has no language. And I highly recommend, not even recommend, it's not Sheikh. The Gemara says, if you don't understand this, you don't understand anything. It's a frightening thing. The Gemara doesn't exaggerate. The Da Bei Kulu Bei. You have Das, you have everything. The Da Lo Bei Mahavya. That's a scary thing. So take Rabbi Tatz share and listen to it. You might have to listen to it. I've listened to it hundreds of times. I'm not exaggerating. Sharing that was ever given in this generation. Unbelievably important to understand that share. Okay, whatever you can get from it. He explains why you can't understand the share, but whatever you can get from it, you get from it. Okay. fuck. So that's just, I just sneaked that in here a little bit just because it was an opportunity. He's talking about Das, how Das is in the Chaber, the Chochmah and the Bina, to you. You become one with that knowledge. It's not knowledge that you have knowledge. You separate from the knowledge. Knowledge that you have, the Chochmah and Bina, is separate from you. That's why it doesn't mechaive you to behave in a certain way. Das mechaives you to behave in a certain way because you and that knowledge are one. A person could never go against his Das. In fact, the Mekubalim say that if a person has a Das knowledge and it turns out to be wrong, he would cease to exist. Yeah, you hear that? Yeah, because if you and your knowledge are one and that knowledge is invalid, then you, that knowledge ceases to exist. You cease to exist because you and that knowledge are one. If it turns out that you don't exist, then that knowledge that you have that you know exists, you cease to exist. Okay. Just trying to show you how bound up with one a person becomes with that knowledge. So then you couldn't behave in another way. Okay, so what's it going to do with us? It's very nice, and I've been speaking very heiliger things here. For what reason? Because he brought it, and we're reading the Sefer. So what can I do? That's what you guys asked for. Fine. So he says like this. Shleishas ha'chayim shebechodesh tishrei mechuvonim keneged chochmah bina v'das. One thing of Pinkers I thought was unbelievable at showing was the connections of all the different aspects of the year. You know, we go through a Pesach, and we go through a Shavuos, and we go through a Sukkot, and we go through a Rosh Hashanah and a Kippur, and these are all sort of individual, isolated little blobs on the calendar. He was unbelievable in showing how all these things were connected, and how one fed into the other, and how you needed the one before you got to the other one. Chanukah, Purim, unbelievable sharing he gave on the subject, and he's doing the same thing here. We thought there's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, now there's Sukkot, like Kesha, Yom Kippur to Sukkot. And yet we see that it's all part of the same process, different aspects of the same process. So the three Chagim, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Sukkot, are Keneged Chochmah Bina Das. Rosh Hashanah Zuhu Yom Bria Sa'adam, Ubo Nishlama Bria. Rosh Hashanah is the creation of Adam, and the Bria was created on Rosh Hashanah. It was completed on Rosh Hashanah with Bria Sa'adam, because he's the reason why the world was created. Shalei Ne'ma Hashem B'Chochmah Yosad Oretz. That's the pasuk in Mishlei we mentioned above, that Hashem with Chochmah established the Aretz. Bria Sa'adam hi Chochmah Meyuchedes, kumo shanoim ima sheyotze saron b'chochmah. Bria Sa'adam requires a certain Chochmah, unique Chochmah, like we say in the sheyotze brocha, sheyotze saron b'chochmah. That's only nice, sheyotze. Where do we say sheyotze saron b'chochmah? Yom Kippur hu Yom Tshuva, ala Tshuva nema ulevovo yovin v'shov v'ropelo. Tshuva we see therefore is shaykh to Bina. It says in the pasuk in Yishaya, v'levovo yovin, your minds will understand, yovin, v'shov v'ropelo, and you will return and he will heal you. So you see that Tshuva is shaykh to Bina. Yom Kippur is shaykh to Bina. And Sukkot, we all know, why do we have to sit in a sukkah? Leman yeidu derasechim kesukkas. Das. Sukkas is leman yeidu. Sukkah, you need das. Rosh Hashanah is chochmah. The uvde, yesh metziut, yes, a world created. Bina, we have to see what that has to do, how the chochmah of Rosh Hashanah connects to the bina of Yom Kippur. I don't know. See, hopefully he'll do that for us. And sukkas is das. That's what binds these things together, enables you to use both. Okay, let's just do the, okay, we're running out of time here. No, let's just push a bit ahead. It's important not to lose momentum here. Rosh Hashanah Yom Shel Chochmah, B'yom Zeh Mizgala Ha-Metziyut La'adam Al Yedei HaShefa, Mo'ir Yisoy, Kmo Shekosev HaRambam, Tiku B'Shef B'Rosh Hashanah, Remez Yesh Bo Kloima, Uri Yesheinim Menishoschem, Uridomim Mekitzu Medazem, V'Shav Zeh Rezeh, V'Chazru B'Tshuva, V'Zichru B'Reichem. I don't know. We want to carry on now. No, let's just stop here. We'll do this tomorrow. There's too much. There's a whole background that's needed. Yeah, I can't do it now. Fine. So let's just summarize what we have. Chochmah, that's Rosh Hashanah. There are metziut. There's a metziut. It's a fact. You have data. You have information. There's a chair. There's a table. You're a Jew. You keep Torah. You learn Torah. You get rewarded. You don't. You get a punishment. Facts. Yom Kippur, that's tshuva. That's bina. Well, I don't know what Yom Kippur has to do with Bina. That's he's going to explain. But Bina is understanding the implications of the Chochmah that you have. understanding what to do with it, how to utilize it, the person's information. That we'll see sukkah, that sukkah's lamayin, yedid derasechem sukkahs. Mitzvah Shem, we'll be able to understand a little bit about what's going on here. See what Shmini Atzeres has to do with this at the end of the day. Anyway, that's some of the Yesoidas. I'm sorry that it's a bit technical, but we'll see it gets a little bit more lively. They're very important Yesoidas to have, not just for Sukkahs. These are very important Yesoidas to have generally. And we'll see what this has to do with us and what this has to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow, 10 o'clock, I assume works for everybody except for Menashe. So, questions, comments, reactions, otherwise, bye-bye. You have to unmute yourself, Rav David.
Yeah, I am.
I can see Rav David's lips moving, but I can't hear anything because he's muted. Send regards. Are you still muted, Rav David? And I can't read lips.
Is everything okay in Tifrach?
Yeah, Boch Hashem. Still the whatever the